From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. There is a major step forward today in the effort to fight the environmental disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. For the first time in 85 days, BP says no oil is leaking from its blown-out well. NPR's Debbie Elliott on the company's test of a new containment cap.
It's the most positive development yet in the fight to stop the underwater gusher. BP engineers closed off all the valves on the tightly sealed containment cap and are now monitoring pressure in the well to make sure no other leaks occur elsewhere. President Obama appeared encouraged by the news.
I think it is a positive sign. We're still in the testing phase. I'll have more to say about it tomorrow.
The test could last up to 48 hours. BP officials caution that just because no oil is leaking into the Gulf right now, that does not mean the flow has been permanently stopped. The company hopes to achieve that with a relief well in mid-August. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
President Obama expects to sign a landmark financial reform bill next week. The Senate wrapped up congressional work on the measure with a 60-39 vote. Majority Leader Harry Reid said it limits some risky trading by banks and gives consumers new protections.
We're saying to the families and taxpayers, never again will you be asked to bail out a big bank when the bank loses its risky bets.
Republicans are already urging repeal of the bill, saying it's a vast federal overreach that will drive financial sector jobs overseas. Industrial production was up 0.1% last month, but Danielle Carson reports manufacturing output, which makes up the biggest chunk of industrial activity, fell for the first time in 4 months.
Auto production slipped last month, pushing manufacturing down slightly. But Stuart Hoffman, chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, says the dip is temporary. GM and Chrysler announced they're staying in full production mode this month.
Normally, they take a 2 or 3 week period where they shut all their plants down. This year, coming off of a bankruptcy a year ago, GM and Chrysler are saying demand for cars is good and they actually don't have enough of the ones that they want.
The country's manufacturing sector fell into a huge hole during the recession. But with factories rebuilding their inventories now, it's been the rock star of the economic recovery. Hoffman calls the June report a step back, not a reversal, in those gains. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Civil servants in Greece staged walkouts today over government plans to overhaul labor rules in the country's welfare system. The temporary departure of air traffic controllers resulted in grounded flights and long delays. Enacting austerity plans is a condition of the multi-billion-dollar rescue package Greece received from the International Monetary Fund. On Wall Street, the Dow was off 7 points today. NASDAQ edged down a fraction. The S&P was up a point. This is NPR. The Obama administration is reportedly renewing calls for Iran to free the three American hikers who were taken into custody nearly a year ago. U.S. officials would like them to get the same treatment as an Iranian scientist who just arrived back in Tehran from the U.S. today. He was in this country under mysterious circumstances for more than a year. Losing his battle with pancreatic cancer, songwriter Hank Cochran died today. NPR Zoe Chase says the 74-year-old Cochran penned hits for Patsy Cline, Ray Price, and many other country singers.
Hank Cochran had a tough life. He lost his parents when he was young and grew up in an orphanage. He ran away to the New Mexico oil fields when he was 16. He started writing songs in California and eventually landed in Nashville. As one writer put it, his life was not as pretty as his music. Cochran co-wrote this song for Patsy Cline and wrote this huge hit for Eddie Arnold.
Make the world go away.
Cochran wrote hits for decades that helped turn people like Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson into stars. Hank Cochran died in his home in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
For the second time in less than a year, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration has a team of investigators at a Pittsburgh-area U.S. steel plant. An explosion and fire there yesterday injured 20 workers, 5 critically. Last fall, an explosion in one part of the plant killed a maintenance worker. No citations were issued. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.